This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
The issue of human trafficking hit home last month after an FBI sting operation rescued 9 adolescents from commercial sexual exploitation. Reports show that human trafficking isn't a new issue. Over the last 4 years, Milwaukee has ranked in the top 5 cities in the country for the recovery of trafficked adolescents.
We're joined now by freelance reporter Zoe Sullivan. Her piece titled "Hub of Human Trafficking: Underground Sex Trade Thrives in Milwaukee" recently appeared in The Guardian. So, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, can you give us some details on that October raid, which really drew attention to Milwaukee and this issue of human trafficking?
Sure. So every year, the FBI does a raid nationally. They organize stings all over the country. And over the course of a week, they basically attempt to arrest people who are purchasing sex. In Milwaukee, they actually ran their operation between Thursday and early Sunday morning, so they didn't even run it for a full week, and they ended up coming up with 9 people.
Now, when we think of human trafficking, a lot of times I think people hear that phrase and think of international smuggling of people across borders. That's not the definition as defined in these reports we're talking about.
Right, right. So trafficking is, where minors are concerned, it's actually just the, you know, being involved in a commercial sex act. And so because minors are not legally able to give consent to sexual activity, any sort of commercial sexual act is considered trafficking for a minor.
Now, you write that the chair of the Human Trafficking Task Force of Greater Milwaukee says, you know, we see these numbers. It's hard to know if they're accurate. They're probably not. They worry that the numbers are undercounted. Why is that?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons for that. I mean, one, there was a report that came out in 2013 evaluating contacts that the Milwaukee Police Department had with young people who were later identified as victims of trafficking. And there were 77 contacts reported with police officers prior to them being identified as trafficking victims. So right there, that raises the question of why were the police not identifying, you know, these young people? And you know, if these people were being stopped, for example, for loitering or for jaywalking or for, you know, breaking curfew or whatever it was, you know, how many other people are out there and not being identified for whatever reason?
Now, you write that this whole issue really is something that people don't want to talk about, especially when it comes to the specifics that we'll get into of who is targeted by traffickers, what leads up to this. Why is this something we're not so keen on talking about?
I think there are a lot of reasons. I mean, one, I think that generally as a culture, we're actually really prudish about sex. And so anything that has to do with sex is something that we don't really want to discuss. And then when you talk about, you know, the exploitation of minors, for example, in a sexual way, that just tends to make people pretty uncomfortable. Trafficking is not limited to minors. It's not limited to girls. It affects people of all, you know, many ages, races, and genders. So I think what's important is to understand what makes people more vulnerable to situations of trafficking, but also, you know, where is it present? And actually, one of the things, I know I'm just kind of going on, but one of the things that that advocates told me in my research for this story is that actually people from Milwaukee are being trafficked all over the state. And just this week, there was a report in the Wausau Daily Herald about a woman from Wausau who was trafficked. So I think there's also this misconception that this is an urban problem, and it's not. It's actually much more widespread.
Talking to reporter Zoe Sullivan about her piece, "Hub of Human Trafficking, Underground Sex Trade Thrives in Milwaukee." It appeared in The Guardian. Well, let's get into what you just mentioned. Some of the causes, the factors that might lead to someone being targeted by traffickers informally, we would call these people pimps.
Right. Yeah. So one thing that came up in basically every interview that I did was that pimps are well known for basically cruising outside of group homes and foster homes in Milwaukee, looking for young people who are somehow disaffected and consequently more open to being sort of lured into not directly into commercial sex, but to someone who says, oh, I'm going to take care of you, or I can give you a place to stay tonight, or whatever it may be. And, you know, because they may be disaffected with their environment, they're more vulnerable to that kind of offer. Additionally, you know, sexual molestation makes people more vulnerable to exploitation by traffickers. Certainly mental health issues does as well. Poverty also. So there are a whole range of factors that really make this a complicated issue.
So young people, as you say, maybe sexually abused, maybe poverty background, people without a lot of bright positive alternatives there who might be more willing to hear that sales pitch, in effect, from the pimp about what they can provide for them.
Right. And, you know, physical abuse is another one. One of the things that some of the advocates said to me, the Milwaukee Homicide Review report made it pretty clear that 88% of the young people who they identified were African Americans. The majority lived on the North Side. The majority were female. But some of the advocates I spoke with said, you know, there are also people from Mequon who get involved with this. And it can be, you know, drug addiction. It can be mental health issues. It can be, you know, whatever issues at home, lack of parental supervision, whatever it may be, that basically makes it possible for a young person to get sucked in, really.
Now, what do we know, if anything, about who goes into the trafficking side?
That's a good question. I don't know a whole lot about that. What I did learn during my reporting in Milwaukee is that there are family-based networks. And so it's not just an individual pimp necessarily with one woman or a group of women or girls, but there are well-organized networks. And I think that's one of the reasons why Milwaukee, you know, is quote-unquote a hub for human trafficking. I mean, women and girls have been reported from Milwaukee and Wisconsin, in North Dakota, in Las Vegas, you know, in Louisiana. So it's not just staying in Milwaukee.
And one advocate, I think you wrote, referred to Milwaukee as the Harvard of pimping in a lot of ways. People are trading tips. They get together almost for informal conferences on how to recruit and control their victims.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel actually published a report before my piece came out about these pimp roundtables that happen or were happening in Milwaukee, where there are business discussions, you know, about who's working with who and how do you control them, et cetera, et cetera. So it is coordinated, it is organized. And I think that's one of the things that also makes it complicated in Milwaukee is that it's embedded in the community. And I think some people don't necessarily recognize that that's what's going on, you know, with their neighbors or their family members or their friends. And it's hard to think that, you know, people you know and care about may be doing something that is not only illegal, but immoral.
Let's get to the enforcement side of things now. There's been talk anyway, nationally, even internationally, of a change from treating the underage victims here, the people being trafficked, as criminals themselves. Are we seeing that here in the state, in Milwaukee in particular?
Yes. So I think there's more understanding of what's going on. Wisconsin does not have a safe harbor law, which basically says that anyone under the age of 18 who is, you know, caught in an act of commercial sex is not a prostitute, so they're not subject to legal charges. However, the Milwaukee Police Department just received a $1.5 million grant from the Department of Justice to work on these issues in conjunction with the Sojourner Truth Family Peace Center. And I presume that they're educating their officers, et cetera. But yeah, I mean, there is definitely work to be done in that area.
And one of the challenges, again, you write about this, is that, okay, even if we're not treating this victim of sex, of human trafficking, of sex trafficking as the criminal, we want to help. Often they're from a neighborhood that has no job alternatives, not much else for them to turn to. So people are trying to take a wider approach to this.
Yeah, as they should. One of the things that came up again in the Milwaukee Homicide Review report is that 70% of the young people who had been identified as trafficked had been reported missing at some point. And so one of the recommendations that came up from the report is there needs to be some examination of what happens with missing children and missing people reports. Because if this large a number of people who are being trafficked are being identified as missing and somehow they're falling through the cracks and no one is sort of picking up on that and finding ways to help them, that's a pretty serious failing. And law enforcement is not going to be adequate to deal with these problems. There have to be other kinds of structures.
Now, how about enforcement efforts against the traffickers, the pimps themselves?
you know, I unfortunately was not able to speak with the Milwaukee Police Department, so I can only, you know, talk a little bit about the conversation that I had with the FBI. They're definitely working on it. And as I said, I mean, it is a national campaign. I do think, however, that one of the things that as the public, it's important to think about is who's doing the buying. This is not something that's happening in a few locations. There's a report that actually came out in Minneapolis called Mapping the Market that basically established that it's predominantly men who are buying sex. They're coming from all racial and ethnic communities and from all socioeconomic levels. And the advocates I've spoken with have said, you know, commercial sex is happening and people are being trafficked all over the state of Wisconsin. So again, you know, what's happening in our own communities where maybe we wouldn't think that this is something that's going on, but it is.
A hard question to answer to wrap up with, maybe, since the numbers are hard to determine. Is there a sense, though, in Milwaukee that things are getting worse?
That's hard for me to say. I mean, clearly, if the police department is getting a $1.5 million grant, I don't know if they're getting worse. But certainly the federal government recognizes that there's a need to do something. There was just a report, and this is not Milwaukee, but there was just a report that came from Duluth of an Eau Claire woman who was trafficked to Duluth, for example. So again, it is happening all over the place. And I think being aware and trying to recognize those signs is important.
Zoe, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was journalist Zoe Sullivan discussing her recent piece on sex trafficking in Milwaukee.
I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.